Hi, Wang. Do you know about feng shui?
Not really. But I happen to have read a book on it. Feng shui, meaning wind and water in Chinese, is an ancient art of arranging the physical surroundings to create harmony and good luck. It is concerned with creating both physical and psychological comfort.
Why do people think the proper arrangement of surroundings can bring good luck?
Many Chinese believe that there is an invisible life force or energy called qi that flows through all things, rooms, buildings, people, hills, rivers, power lines. If qi flows smoothly and freely, then things go on well for people.
What if qi is blocked?
Then the people in that space may feel discomfort or unhappiness. It is said that sharp corners, narrow openings, poor lighting, are some of the many factors that can create blocked or unfavorable qi.
How and when did it develop in China?
Feng shui grew out of the practical experience of farmers in southern China over 3,000 years ago. Those who built their huts facing north were battered by the wind and dust from the Gobi Desert in Mongolia. In contrast, those who built their huts facing south enjoyed the warmth of the sun and protection from the wind. As a result, south became the favored direction.
I now understand why south is favored by my Chinese roommate.
Now, not many young people in mainland China hold feng shui high anymore. But the work of feng shui masters is in great demand among Chinese populations in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, and the Philippines. It is estimated that nearly 85% of Hong Kong residents apply feng shui principles when choosing an apartment or business.
Wow, you seem to know a lot. I'll ask you to see feng shui for me when I move in a new apartment.
No problem, if you trust me.